On this episode of Propel Your Practice, we're talking about how to create the perfect contact us page for your website. Hello, and welcome to the Propel Your Practice podcast, where we discuss actionable marketing strategies to help clinic owners propel their practice's presence online. I'm your host, Darcy Sullivan with Propel Marketing and Design. This podcast is presented by Propel Marketing and Design. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to craft the perfect contact us page for your website. Now, if you're familiar with Propel, we have tons of other resources to assist you with creating the perfect content for other pages of your website as well. You can visit propelyourcompany.com. There you can do a search or simply take a look at today's show notes for this episode, and you'll find links to other content we've put together on how to put together an about page and what information you should not only include on your homepage of your website, but other pages that you specifically need for your website. And again, you can find links to those resources in the show notes of this episode or by visiting propelyourcompany.com. Before we dive in, I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to a new workshop that I put together on the 5 secrets to owning the first page of Google without paying for ads. You can find the link to sign up for this free training in the show notes for this episode or by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. During this workshop, we'll do a deep dive into strategies to help you improve your online presence, including your Google Business Profile, that's what used to be called your Google My Business listing, and what controls the Google Maps section, along with voice SEO, and you'll find out exactly what it takes to dominate the first page of Google without spending a dime on ads. Again, you can find the link in the show notes or you can visit propelyourcompany.com/learn. Okay, back to today's topic, how to craft the perfect contact us page for your website. On this show, we talk a lot about creating a great user experience for your website. So when someone visits your site, it's a big part of SEO, search engine optimization. It goes without saying that your contact us page should have a clean design that directly correlates to the visual representation of your organization and your brand identity. The contact page should not just be a page that includes your phone number and address, because let's get real. In most cases, that exact information already exist in the footer of your website. So one question that I want you to ask yourself is, what information are people seeking when they contact you? Do they need to fill out a form to make an appointment with you, and instead they're calling you when they really should be filling out a specific form on your website? Do they call the general number when they should actually be calling the billing extension or a specific extension within your organization? These are the things that we want to consider when we think about what elements to put on a contact us page. Now, in most cases, whenever you visit a contact page, you see that generalized contact form. If you are a person who set up your website, usually there's a generalized contact us form that comes equipped with all of the templates. The problem is that it's very general. It's got its own original fields And sometimes not only can those contact forms generate a lot of spam, but other times the emails get lost, or it takes too long for somebody to reply, or somebody really shouldn't have actually filled out that form. They should have taken other actions, whether it was calling somebody at a specific phone number or clicking a specific button on your site to fill out a form that was needed. So if you're going to use that contact us form, you want to make sure that you set clear expectations when somebody fills it out in regards to who should actually fill it out, how long it should take for you to get a response from them, and that type of information. You don't want to ask for unnecessary information either. As I mentioned, a lot of times these forms are general and they've already been pre-created. So you want to take a look at what the fields are that are included and ask yourself, should I customize this, or are the fields that are included in the contact form really needed? We also want to make sure that we offer multiple ways for somebody to get a hold of you. That includes phone numbers and email addresses when appropriate. And we'll get into this a little bit later when we talk about exactly what are the pieces of content that you should include on the contact page. But back to the contact form, if you're using one, you want to make sure that you've got it personalized. And that means you don't even have to use that title, contact form. I mean, people look at it and they know it's a contact form. So you can label it differently. You can call it drop us a line. You can label it get in touch, reach out, let's chat, talk to us, or how to get a hold of us. But I just want to be honest with you. You don't necessarily need to have a contact form on your website. In fact, a lot of companies that we work with have ended up removing the contact form on their website because it just didn't serve the purpose that it was initially intended to do. So again, you want to say, hey, what is the purpose of the contact us page? What information do people need? Do they need to reach the billing department? Do they need to reach the scheduling department? What information are people looking for, and how can we make it as easy as possible to get that information to them? Which leads us to, what elements do you really need on the contact page? Since most of our audience listening are chiropractors, acupuncturists, physiotherapists, I strongly recommend, since you're a local business, that your contact page include a photo of the outside of your building. This makes it easier for people that are visiting you for the first time to know that they're in the right location. And when somebody has an easier time finding your office, they're going to be in a better mood when they get to your location, and they're going to be more likely to leave a positive review. You don't want somebody spending time circling and circling and circling the neighborhood trying to find your location, when if you would have included just a few more details on your contact us page, it would have made the process a lot smoother for them. If you are a chiropractor or acupuncturist or physiotherapist, oftentimes people come to your contact us page to book an appointment with you. If you prefer that they book an appointment by calling you, then blatantly say on your website and on the contact us page, call us to book an appointment. Or if you are one of the people that likes to use texting, text us to make an appointment. If that is not the way that you prefer for people to make appointments, if you prefer for people to make appointments and book them directly online, make sure that you have those links available very obviously on your contact page. And if you are working with a scheduling system that has separate pages for people to book if they're a new patient or a returning patient, make sure you simplify the process by, on that contact us page, include links separately for both the returning patient and new patient. If it makes sense, also consider including some of the forms on the contact page or links to the forms on the contact page. If people are continually looking for this information, we want to make it very easy for them to find it. You obviously want to include your address on your contact page. Besides your address, you want to include an embedded Google map. Now, if you are conveniently located near landmarks, include those on the Contact Us page to let people know. If you're in a metropolitan area and people will be taking public transportation to get to your address, you want to include that as well. If you are directly near a specific subway stop, include directions that make it as easy as possible for somebody to find you. If parking is difficult at your location, please leave parking directions on the contact page. If somebody should park in a specific parking garage, please leave that information on your contact page. Next, again, we want to think about, why are people continually picking up the phone and calling you? Again, if they're calling to schedule an appointment, then we want to include those appointment links. If you have systems in place for people to book online, you want to include those on your contact page. If people are continually calling a general phone number, but they should be entering a specific extension, you want to include the different ways that people can reach each of the different extensions when they're going to call you. If you want people to email you, include your email address on the Contact Us page. If you do not want people to email you, do not include your email address on the Contact Us page. We mentioned the phone number before, but I think it's definitely worth repeating. You want to make sure that your phone number is clickable. With the growing number of people that are doing searches on their phones, we want to make it as easy as possible for somebody to click on your phone number and it actually call you. You can also include social media links on your Contact Us page. And if people need to send you in faxes, you can include your fax number on the Contact Us page. For the chiropractors and other clinic owners that are listening, if people constantly call because they have questions that are commonly asked in regards to insurance or payment information, then you could also consider adding links to those specific pages on your Contact Us page if you feel like it would help avoid the bottleneck of people calling in for information that they could have easily found on your website if they knew where to find it. So we've talked about all the different elements that you can include on your Contact Us page. Now let's talk about where you should include a link to your Contact Us page. We want to make sure that your contact page is easily accessible throughout your website. So I suggest that you include a link to this page in your header menu and also in the footer of your website. If you have a couple extra minutes today, I suggest that you take a look at your Contact Us page and see if you can implement any of the elements we talked about on this episode to improve the content that's already on there. Well, hey, before we head out, I want to invite you to join in on a free masterclass I put together on the 5 secrets to owning the first page of Google without paying for ads. You can find a link to sign up for this free masterclass in the show notes for this episode or by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. During this workshop, we do a deep dive into strategies to help you improve your online presence, including your Google Business Profile. That's what used to be called the Google My Business listing and what controls the Google Maps section, along with how voice SEO plays a big role in today's search and where you should be focusing your efforts online for the biggest impact. All right. Well, that's it for today. Again, you can join the masterclass by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn And if you have a topic that you would like to hear on an upcoming episode of Propel Your Practice, please send it in by visiting propelyourcompany.com/podcast-topics. We're looking for the link in the show notes. Thanks so much for your time. I'll talk to you soon.